Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
There is rain in the forecast, though, for the whole weekend, so it'll be on and off. Which is good. That's, you know,
sure.
Preferred over
little
the...
Little bit of rain is what we need. Not tons of it all at once.
Right.
Just a little all the time. It makes it nice. Yeah.
So that's the weekend for sure.
Yeah.
And the missus is running that race. Kaiser. What is that?
Oh,
thing?
Right. The half marathon.
We repped it. Yeah, we did their commercials, and she's running that thing in the city. So she's running it with two of the McCutcheons.
Oh.
So they'll be out there together. Say hi. Please be nice.
Oh, I'm sure people will be nice.
I'm sure, too.
People are, you know, our listeners, despite a few troll-like comments, for the most part, very loving, very nice people.
I agree.
You know, by and large, you guys are great.
No, I actually think usually we get a lot of great positive feedback. And every now and then there's, you know, you look at the text and you think, This person's super political, and I don't know why they're on this show. Like, what are you doing here? We're not political. We go out of our way. We go nonsense. If I look at Real Story and Nonsense, I go nonsense 90% of the time.
Right.
Like, that's what we're trying to do
here. I
agree. So.
Oh, I'm looking at the Kaiser Permanente half marathon. It's, you know, God, running through this town. What a beautiful... Yep. Beautiful route. Mm-hmm. And then down the ocean. So that's like 13 miles something.
So it's a half. Yeah. So it's about that. But there's also a 10K and a 5K. And I'm not sure which one they chose to do.
Oh.
They're all runners. So it's highly likely they're doing the half, but I don't know.
Right. And I'm sorry. Is that on Sunday?
It is.
Okay.
It's this Sunday. Yeah.
So I guess they wear galoshes, sneakers if it's rainy.
No, you know what? Running, when I lived in Oregon, I ran in the rain every day, and I never thought anything of it. It was just the way it is. So it's not a big deal, really, unless it's snow or freezing, or close to freezing. It's really just, okay, yeah, you're wet, but you're fine.
Might actually keep you on the cooler side, too. Just, you know, you're already going to be all heated up from running.
I think part of the, because I've, you know, thought about this many times, the race thing is... It's the whole, like, that's what it's about. Like, people run alone all the time.
Right.
But you go and do these races because you're with a group and everyone's wet with you. It's really a
shared experience.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going for. Thank you. So, I think that it'll be fine. Whatever comes. Most of these people are all geared up. They have everything they need.
Do you think that either of your daughters is going to be a runner too? Like, are they like, oh, I want to be like mom?
Yep. Yeah.
Both of them, you think?
Well, I think both of them want to be like mom. I don't know that they'll... Running's a weird thing. Like, the way the missus is into it is the way I'm into surfing, except surfing is fun. So I don't get it. You know, like, there's frustration with surfing, as I've expressed to you, when you go and there's no waves or it's, you know, the wind's up or whatever.
For a runner, the road's always there.
That is the upside. And I have tried, like, as much as I've been running my whole life, I just don't love it.
Right.
I just don't. It's hard. And there's no point that I get to where I'm like, oh, I see it now.
The runner's high.
I got a runner. Yeah, I've never, nothing like, you know, going super fast on the ocean almost on the verge of out of control and getting killed, but then making it. Yeah. There's something there. There's like a whole, oh my God, I didn't die.
Yeah, running. I mean, I suppose you could get hit by a car, but by and large, running is, you know.
Oh my God.
Safer.
Speaking of.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was going to do this story in the news, but you mentioned getting hit. No, you know what? I'll save it for the news.
Okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
Anyway. Yeah.
You know, a tease.
Oh, it's
I actually, when I was I ran for a little while. You know, I was trying to be cuter than I am. And
when was
that's
this?
Tough.
I don't know. 10 years ago, I was running, and I would run because I walk this loop all the time. But I was running this loop, and it was hard. You know, you're going up hills and down, and it was good. I couldn't really do the whole thing, but in spurts, I would run it. But I had this friend, Maki, who runs, and she would, you know, when she found out I was running, she was like, well, we're running. So she would take me to all these places, and we'd run. And that chick can talk and run, which I could never do. And she was like, question girl, you know? Like, she'd blah, blah, blah for a while, and I wouldn't be listening to her because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I hate running so much. And then she'd ask me some question. I'd be all like, well, let me tell you what. I couldn't make that happen. She could talk the whole time. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I think I'm not cut out for that. You know, I can run or I can talk, but I have to choose. And I talk for a living, so I choose talking.
Right. No, it's part of the thing, though. That's what I'm saying. She gathers with these other runners, and they do their thing. And
can she talk and run?
Yeah,
she probably can.
Full on conversation. Wants people to. She'll go running with me, even though I can't run
as fast as
half her distance, or you know, I don't know what the speed, you know, variable is, 2 minute time. Like I'm slower and I can't run as far, but she wants company.
Yes.
So she'll run with other people who can't keep up with her.
So she dumbs her game down.
Yeah.
Does she like double time it, little short steps and, you know, try and get the heart rate up there?
She just paces slow. She just paces slow. But she will go, you know, all right, you're home. I'll be back in, you know, another hour.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Right.
I'm still having fun running.
Right.
Okay. Have a great time.
Anyway, so if you are going out to the race, there's a chance for rain, and that's no big deal. Just dress appropriately.
Yeah. She must have special, like, she must have the best shoes and special socks and all that stuff. So that she.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
Does she put that chafing cream between her legs?
I don't think she needs that, but I do think that I have it. Oh. I use it. I don't think she needs it, though. I don't think it's a.
It just makes it viscous or whatever.
Well, no, it's like it goes on like a deodorant stick.
Uh-huh. Oh, just to keep everything, just to stick to itself, and you
right.
can, you're.
So I use it, but I think that's because I have thick thunder thighs, and she's sort of
no thigh gap. Then.
She has a thigh gap, and
good for her.
It's not, yeah. Well, it is good for her.
It is. It's good for you too, I'm sure.
It is. That's nice.
Your wife is such a little hottie. I mean, it's funny because I think of her as a mom now, and your wife, but man, she's smoking hot still. All she continues to be.
And I
no wonder
think,
the girls want to be like her. I want to be like mom.
There, you know what though? What they didn't get from mom is how girly they are. Like mom can be girly, but she's not really. They're girly, both of them.
Yeah.
They both do. I need to go change. No, you don't. No, right. I need a dress now. A dress? Does Cam do that?
Oh, she's the opposite. She will not take a dress.
She just wants to wear her Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah, she wants Spider-Man or PJ Mask or something like that. She is so anti-dress, which is funny because her mom's pretty fashionable.
I mean, Anita is fully
pretty fashionable.
Every time I've seen her.
You know, I don't really know. I don't know anything. It's like, it's really annoying.
Yeah, you do. Anita's...
No, let me tell you something. Every single time we go out, she goes, should I wear this or this? She always chooses the one I didn't choose. I always go, I like that one. I'm going to wear it. I'm like, what? Why would you even ask
me? Because she needs to know which one you like so she can wear the other one. Ooh. She just needs to know
That's how much I feel like I don't know about any of this.
You should picking the one you don't like the best.
I'll give that a shot. It's still
stupid. Here's what I mean. What you do know is your wife knows fashion.
I guess so.
Your wife knows fashion. There's no question. That lady is. Yeah, if you had a fashion question, show had a fashion question,
that's who we would call.
We would go to your wife. Your wife knows fashion. She's someone who,
That's true.
She's a she is model hot too.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works.
I guess she's just not tall enough to have been a model, because I'm always like, she's one of the most stunning faces you've ever seen.
Oh, I should tell her that. She'll be very happy to hear.
Yeah, she's gorge. Anyway. Even without makeup on, like when we would wake up in Hawaii and I was like, wow, she doesn't even need makeup.
Oh, is that why you kicked up your look?
I better wear this shirt.
Who kicked up the... Oh, that's why I put on the shirt that you could see through? Yes, that's why, because I was so jealous of Anita.
Competition.
Yeah. That's it. Nice. Had two hot ladies walking with us. Me and John were proud.
Yeah, I bet you guys were.
God, I wish we were all there that day. That would have been so fun. I mean,
it was one of the least fun days. I just really did feel like, oh, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, these swim shirts, you're supposed to have a bathing suit on underneath them. But it was a set, you know? So I thought, that's the bathing suit. That's all. Oh, my God.
Or you buy it in black. I mean, maybe you go that route.
Well, I didn't know. So it's like aqua blue. And I get in the water. I'm in there with Cameron and I'm hanging out. And I'm not looking at my boobs. And then, you know.
And then she tries to get a drink off you. And you're like, what are you doing? What is this?
No, I can't remember who noticed it. I think it might have been Bryn, because Bryn came out there and was.
And was looking at the sky. Oh, hey, Sarah. How's it going?
Well, I sunk down, but kept my boobs under the water level. And then when I walked back up to the to the umbrella, I put my arms over my chest.
Your arms crossed with the frown on your face.
I can't believe my nipples are showing. Well, as embarrassing as anything.
Another Mai Tai, please.
Yeah, I know. Someone bring me some booze. He's the pain. Can we get drugs here? Nice. This is ridiculous. I'm in Hawaii. I need to go away for a while. Anyway.
What?
That's fine.
I'm just kidding, more or less.
Anyway, all you runners, have a good time out there in the city this weekend.
You're staying home with the kids. I mean, you can't be expected to corral those kids on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's the...
Is she going to stay in the city the night before?
I don't think so, no.
Oh.
No. No, I think they're all going to just get up early and make a journey into the city. And I think it's a fun adventure. It was one of those things that I did the commercial. I know the date.
Sure.
How's that sneaking up on me?
You could have put that in the calendar.
And then here it is midweek. Oh, God, the run. And, you know, on Sunday. And it hit me like, oh, right. I'm on duty then, aren't I?
That'll be fun. Yeah. I just actually looked at my calendar to make sure I don't have anything, like, because, you know, sometimes you put things in your calendar and then poop, they're out of your mind. And I just saw I'm going to be in Vegas 2 weeks from today. I'll be in Vegas. Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Did you make that Pokemon's connection?
Oh, I don't know if that's happened. Yeah. Oh, by the way, so Niantic reached out to the show. Apparently, they've got some listeners, which is Niantic is like the people who make the Pokemon Go game and a zillion million other games that have to do with Pokemon as well. So I don't know if anything's going to come of that, but I'm just super psyched to see my sister. Like when I was there in Florida, where she lives near my parents, over Christmas, we got up crack of dawn every day, went on a really long Poke walk, just talked about it, traded Pokemon. I'm like, it's so dumb, but I just, there's something so, like, this charm about it. I don't know. But anyways, I'm psyched for the Pokemon event, but I'm also just, I'm psyched to hang out with my sister. I just love her. She's...
Also, you love gambling and drinking, and that's a big Vegas thing,
Those are
too.
Not detractions from the...
Right.
From the entire experience. It's going to be so fun. So fun, for real.
That's 2 weeks away?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, I'll be waking up in Vegas. We're actually going for longer than I. They're going. They're coming on Thursday because just the way that the flights worked, and so I, you know, I didn't really want to do 3 nights in Vegas, but okay, 4 nights, whatever we're doing. But
so you're doing 4 nights in Vegas.
I am not sure if we're coming back early Monday or late Sunday. So if we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if we do Sunday, I'm not sure though. John and Jim are working out all the details.
Jimbo.
I just go. I go and I have a ball and that's it. I let someone tell me where to be. I did make us reservations for dinner because there's nothing worse than when you're in Vegas and all of a sudden you realize you're hungry and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that buffet. So we made a couple dinner reservations just to make sure that we had, you know, a nice meal we could go to.
I don't know a lot about Vegas, but isn't this their peak season or their off season?
No idea. Yeah, I know the Pokemon event sold out, so that's.
I guess you don't want to be there in the summer heat. That would be.
Yeah, that does seem like the worst time to go when it's 120 degrees outside.
Yeah.
This seems like, you're right. I bet this is their high season.
They say their peak season is March to May and September to November.
Oh.
Oh.
I have been there during the wintertime, and it's freezing.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I better bundle up.
Like, at nighttime, I went out. It was like, practically, it should be snowing. It was like frost everywhere.
I didn't know that. Makes sense. You know, they say in a dry climate like that, where there's no atmosphere, there's no like wetness in the atmosphere holding any warmth in, and you know, I guess it just doesn't warm up.
In the 1900s, when I drove cross country,
yes, yeah, in the olden days, got it.
Yeah, in the 1900s, everyone, I was driving to see my partner.
Yeah, you were coming to Philly from San Diego.
And as I timed it, I didn't have a map. I didn't have any directions other than take 15 to 80 and go right. But when I tried to time it so that I went through Vegas, because this was in, what was that, August?
It was August, yep.
So I tried to time it so that I would get through the desert, Vegas, at night. And I'll never forget, and my truck didn't have air conditioning.
Oh boy.
So I've got the windows rolled down, and I'm going through Vegas at midnight, and it's 1:10. Mm. And I remember, like, my eyes were burning as I'm driving down the road, just going, this is night. This is the middle of the night.
You'd think it'd cool down by now.
Ah!
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It feels like a place where people shouldn't live. But there's actually a growing, huge suburbia spreading out around it. And I don't know where they're getting their water from.
Mm.
But it's ill-advised.
You know how there are memories in your life that you can almost feel it. You can almost,
yes,
all the stuff, like the heat. That's one of those memories, going through there at midnight, seeing the temperature on one of those signs that's on the side of the road, the digital display of it's 108.
110 mm-hmm. at night. Like, what is it during the day? 150?
It's 41 degrees right now.
Oh.
What's the high expected for today?
For today, it's 61.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's
so
perfect.
We'll jack it up. That'll be, I'd rather have more on than I need, and then I'll be able to take stuff off if I get too hot with all my pokeying.
Mm.
It's very, you know. Got to walk and catch them all. A lot of effort. Good exercise.
Don't they just give them to you out there since it's like a special event?
You still have to catch them.
Here's a couple of special ones.
Yeah. And then you have to battle to get them as well. So you have to. Well, you battle together.
Do you have snacks to lure them into battle? Or
yes.
Like you do.
Yeah, you do.
Get out of here.
Yeah, different types of berries that do different types of things. And. You know, different and even different balls, like with different catch rates and
balls.
The ball that you throw at them to catch them, they have to get in the ball.
Oh.
The ball opens and closes around them, and then they either break out of the ball and run away, or you get to.
And she handles them very specially too. Like you get to spin them, right?
Yeah, you have to do a curveball throw.
Uh huh. Yeah. Like this, circles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you wait for just the right moment so you can get a nice greater.
Hearing you describe it really makes me want to get the app.
Oh. I'm not surprised. It's super fun. I don't even know why I like it. I can't like put a finger on what I think is cool about it, but I just, I mean, not that anything is cool about it. I get it. I'm a loser.
Nobody thinks you're a loser.
Yeah,
and actually,
there are definitely people who think I'm a loser. Look, I play a kid game.
You know what? You got something that you get pleasure from, and it's not cigarettes or booze or drugs.
That is true, Vin.
You know, it's there's nothing unhealthy about what you're doing.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you for the reassurance.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.